Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Blog Talk Radio with your host Cheryl Thaxton for Favor Life Show. I'm so glad that you tuned in today and that you're following me in the process of there. We've been going through an everyday process of walking through the life of Abraham and seeing him as an individual, as a man, as not some spiritual being, but someone who faces everyday challenges and uses those challenges to let God stretch him to the place of there. And this is a process that we as believers have to go through and do go through when God has called us to do wonderful things, miraculous things, and is going to use us in a miraculous way in the earth to impact nations. We have to go through a process of there. Even if we're just doing the everyday things of being a wife, a mother, or a father, a husband, working in the church in different ministries and doing different helps in ministries, there is a process of there that God uses to get us to the place of growth, maturity, to expand us, our faith, to trust us even with more. And we have to know that the process of there is a process of faith that causes us to believe God, trust God, and know that he's going to do exactly what he says and let go of the excuses that come to make us not want to embrace where God is taking us because we feel like we're not qualified or we disqualified ourselves because of our past, because of our failures, our shortcomings. And God uses those places to stretch us. When you look at the life of Abraham, Abraham does not use the excuse of I'm a pagan worshiper, I'm a deceiver, I've got problems, I'm fearful, I'm unsure in some things. He doesn't use those excuses with God. He understands that if God has called him to this place and God is as requiring him to trust him, then God is able to use him and do in him what he needs to do. So that's the fight that you have to get rid of within yourself. We stopped on a previous broadcast talking about Abraham going into Egypt, and we went over the fact that Abraham did not ask God if he could go into Egypt. He made that decision. He did not inquire of God, and he made that decision of his own self to go into Egypt. And once he got into Egypt, his own fear came and stepped in, and he began to see that his wife is beautiful. Here he is in this foreign land, and he's gone there, and the king might desire his wife because Sarah's beauty was not just physical, it was within as well, which enhanced her natural beauty, which makes her more desirable, which lets us know that God wants our inner beauty and our outer beauty to be so enhanced that there is a drawing mechanism. But we're not supposed to be drawn to the wrong thing. We're supposed to be drawn the things that come connect to the will of God, to the salvation of God, to the redemption of God, to the hope and the life and the healing of God. So that glory, that drawing mechanism that is in us, we're supposed to use for his glory. So we see that Abraham's decision brings a plague to the kingdom of Egypt, but even in that, God, even in Moses and Abraham's decision, God does not allow his decision to alter what he says. He steps in and he rescues him. And what I want us to understand is we're going to make some decisions as we go through this process of there. We're not going to have all the answers because this is a faith walk. And there are some times that we don't acknowledge God in all of our ways. We think we do what we think is best, or we do what we feel is best, and it's not always the best way. But because God's hand is on our life, because he's taking us through the process of there, he's going to make sure his will is done if we belong to him. So if we belong to him and we want to please him and do his will, even in our own decisions, God is going to be there to help us through it. He's going to be there to reassure us, to walk us through it, and to get us to the place where we need to get to bring him glory. But he's going to use that to work for our good, because the Bible lets us know, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose and his plan. So there are going to be things in your life that you don't like, choices that you make, but you cannot remain stuck. You have to continue to go, forgive yourself, and keep it moving. Don't allow the enemy to get a stronghold or foothold on you because of this place where you didn't acknowledge God. You keep moving. So we see that Abraham leaves Egypt with blessings. Pharaoh blesses him with servants, and this is where Hagar comes in because she's an Egyptian, and she comes into play in this way. We see her coming into play in the lives of Sarah and Abraham, and he leaves with cattle and golds and silvers and fine things, fine linens, fine clothing, garments, and spices. He leaves very well blessed by the king, which goes back to the word of God, which says that those who bless you, I will bless you, and those who curse you, I will curse you. So the king blessed Abraham in spite of Abraham's decision to deceive him. He wanted to make sure no further curses came upon him or his kingdom. So he blessed him, which lets us know that God will take care of the things that need to be taken care of in our life. We don't have to handle the vengeance of God or the judgment of God. God knows how to deal with that, handle that. And when we walk in the concept of knowing that he's got us, then we don't have to worry about those things that we can't handle or doing it in our own way and getting in trouble with God. So we see here that he leaves out, and then we come to this place where there is a place where Abraham and Lot have been separated, and he goes into where he needs to go into and leave. They separate from one another, and Lot is captured. He's captured, but in this we see Abraham, who is him and his servants, who are not qualified warriors. They haven't been trained to go in and war and defeat other enemies, but God himself qualifies Abraham and those men that are with him and gives them an anointing to win. And that's what you have to understand, that even when you don't understand how to win, because you belong to God, he will give you an anointing to go in and win against strong things. Because Abraham is not just fighting regular authority. He's fighting kings, which means in the spirit realm, he's fighting something that has power, a principality, something that is big, something that has a dominion with it. And yet he goes in and he defeats these kings who set themselves up against him and who captured his nephew Lot, and he wins over them. Each one of these kings represent, in the spirit realm, something that is more than just territory. It's territory in the form of economics, financial resources, territory, generational things. They each represent something that he has defeated, and he has openly made a show to and taking their power and their authority and setting precedents to say that I am setting an order that says that now that I have won, the children of Israel will therefore win over these things as long as they acknowledge God, as long as they do it God's way, as long as they walk in the precepts of God. And so he goes in and he wins, and he captures that everything that he needed to rescue his nephew, but also to show the authority and the might of God. He offers a sacrifice. This is where we see the first tithe in the Bible, where he gives to Melchizedek a tithe, a tenth of what he's won. And you will see that in your walk, your journey with the process of there will be times that God will command or ask for a sacrificial offering or a tithe on a tithe. He will ask for you to do something that stretches you but causes you to walk in a greater blessing, calls and asks you to give sacrificially so that you can see that he is your source and he's supplier and the victory over your head, in your life, before you and around you. He's the glory and the lifter of your head. And you have to remember that when you're walking through this process of there, that whenever God asks for offering a special sacrifice or even a tithe, that he's setting you up for something greater. And if you obey him and do all that he says, then the blessings of the Lord are going to make it rich and add it in the sorrow, that God is setting up an avenue, a door, a favor, an opportunity that you would not have gotten unless you trusted him right there where you were to open up a door in the future, the next day, or even in that very day in your life. Your obedience is better than sacrifice. And sometimes we're trying to hold on to something because we're trying to save ourselves. And God said, trust me with what's in your hand so that I can give you something greater than what's in your hand. And that is the thing that we have to get to. Also, I wanted to bring up before my time is up in this 15 minutes that there will be times that God will call you to help or even come to the aid of someone who cannot be in the process of there in your life to the point of watching it materialize or watching it grow or watching that thing develop. But you have to come and bless them, even though they might have done something to you or could not see where you were going, could not get where you were going, or even maybe jealous of you. You've got to be able to now go back with the compassion and the love of God and give them what they have need of as God has directed you, and do it out of the love and the heart of God and the compassion of God, and do it exactly what he says. And when it's over with, because you see, we saw before that Lot and Abraham separated. Abraham said, you know, we can't be fighting amongst one each other, and the land is too great. Where we are is too great. God is going to do too much with us for us to be fighting and bickering amongst ourselves. So you go and whatever's pleasable, favorable in your sight as far as the land, you go there and I'll go the opposite direction. And here we see even as Abraham has rescued Lot, he does not still take Lot with him, but he rescues Lot and Lot still goes to the place that he feels is best for him. He does not tell Lot, come with me. He rescues Lot to let him know, okay, you're free now. You're able to do what God has called you to do or where you think God has called you to do or the place that God has called you. Go there, but I'm still going back to the place that I know he's telling me to go to. And that's the thing that we have to be very, very careful when God sends us in that place to help, to assist, to show love or compassion, to pray, whatever, to give support to that individual or whoever it is. We have to know the assignment that God has told us to do, and when that assignment is over, go to back to the place where we need to go to without taking back something that will fight us or hinder us or delay us in the purpose of God. And we see Abraham doing what he was supposed to, fighting and defeating the kings, tearing down things in the spirit realm and in the natural, giving a sacrificial offering, rescuing Lot, blessing him, but letting him remain in the place that he himself feels that God has called him to, and Abraham going on to the place God has told him to go to. And that's what you have to understand. Do not allow people to keep you in a place that God has not called you to or assigned you to, that you continue to possess the territory, the land, everything that God says, and do what he says in your life. Now, in this same chapter, God makes covenant. And that's the place where God will reiterate to you what he's assigned to you. He's going to make another covenant with you and do something miraculous in your life to let you know, I'm still working, even if it doesn't look like I am. I'm still working in your life to do something wonderful. So always remember that. God is still going to reiterate what he said. He's going to make it happen in your life, and he's going to make it be only what it is. I pray that this was a blessing to you. Thank you so much for joining me on Favorite Life today. And remember, God has favored you with his power, his presence, his salvation, and his word. Be blessed in Jesus' name.